Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Eat Sleep Podcast Repeat. My name is Dave Taylor. Thanks for checking us out today. So we have a huge episode. We interview Becky Lynch. A little bit about Eat Sleep Podcast Repeat, ESPR. We've been doing this for a number of years, over 300 episodes. And we're part of a couple of radio stations in Virginia, a couple of rock stations, the Classic Rocker 106.9 The Fox, and also FM 99. And you can find us on their websites under the media tab, fm99.com, 106.9thefox.com. And you can get some of the recent episodes there and also a playlist of some of the highlights of our shows. We've had interviews throughout the years. This is just a partial list. Like Mick Foley's been on the show, Paul Heyman. We've had the Miz make an appearance when he was known as Dolph Ziggler. He was on the show at one time. Sergeant Slaughter's been on the show. Gunther, he's been on the show. Also, AEW wrestlers like Eddie Kingston, Sky Blue, they've been on the show. Wardlow's been on the show. In fact, he was in the studio for our episode. That was really cool. Yeah, Eat Sleep Podcast Repeats. Just search that, ESPR Wrestling, on Google or Bing, and you'll find episodes, highlights, stories. And we get featured in a lot of places, especially with the big interviews that we do. Facebook and Twitter, ESPR99. That's where you can find us there. Make sure, when you can follow those pages there, and you get notifications when we post new stuff. And anywhere you listen to podcasts, again, just search ESPR Wrestling. We'll come up. Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn, SoundCloud, Apple. We're all there. And just search ESPR Wrestling, get the notifications when we post new episodes, like big ones like this. We have a lot going on next couple of weeks. Not only is it WrestleMania season, but we have a lot of guests coming up in the next couple of weeks. And the big one right here, yes, a big time guest of Eat Sleep Podcast Repeats, Becky Lynch. I will preface this. This is probably the most nervous I've ever been with any guest on the show. Maybe when Paul Heyman was on, because Paul was in character, and Paul was fantastic. I recommend checking that out. Becky Lynch here just released a new book called The Man, Not Your Average, Average Girl. I've read the book. It is fantastic. We talk about the writing process. We talk about some other things outside the book as well. This woman is fantastic, and she's been on a roll as of late with this everything she's been doing, and it's cool. Seeing her on the Today Show and a few other shows making the media rounds, I could highly recommend the book and also highly recommend you check out the interview. Here we go. It is a pleasure to be speaking with the man.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, Becky. How are you?
I'm doing good.
This is a pleasure. I never think this was going to happen. I'm a huge fan of yours, and I'm so excited to be talking to you.
Thank you very much.
Congrats on the book, which it's going to be on the New York bestsellers time list, right? The Man, That's Your Average, Average Girl?
That's the goal, bestseller Bex.
You've been making the media rounds. People don't maybe realize in the wrestling world like how much traveling you do. How exhausting has it been this week?
Well, you know, it actually has, like, I haven't gotten much sleep, but it hasn't been as exhausting because my husband is back home looking after the baby. So when I get done with this, I can chill out. You know, I can read a book or watch a TV show or, you know, go have dinner. But normally when I get done working, whether it be wrestling or otherwise, I have to go and pretend to be a zombie and run around after my little 3-year-old, which is also the best. You know, but sometimes it's easier when you have these early morning days and you're going, and then you can go home and relax. But I wouldn't trade being a zombie for the world, you know?
Yeah. You've been working on this book, and I know for a long time. How long was the process to write it, and when did you decide to write it, and what was your favorite part to write?
My goodness. So I got offered a book deal in 2019, and then didn't get to it until 2020, I started putting stuff down on paper. But then in 20, and like I would start it and then I would leave and I'd come back to it. And, you know, all those things that you do when you don't have a deadline. And then in 2020, when the world shut down and I was out because I was pregnant, I started putting things down. I already said that. Sorry, I've been talking all morning. And then I did a writing course in 2022. Because I was like, oh, well, that will keep me on track. That will give me homework. And then I got the bones of something that I liked, sent it off to an editor. Then she sent me back some notes, and then I was like, oh no, I don't like this at all. And then changed the whole thing in about 5 weeks to the point that I am so very proud of it.
Well, I liked it when, in the book, you mentioned the suggestion of keeping a journal. I think that's very smart for anybody to do.
Yes. No, and I've done that my whole life. But I also try to write 3 pages every day, just free form, creative thoughts, get the stuff down on paper. And I think that's helped me too.
Describe your time at NXT. Did you ever feel you were going to get cut?
And I was constantly on the chopping block for being fired because, God bless them, I was perfectly average and there was nothing remarkable about me. And I wasn't doing great, you know. I would often get in my own head, but I had this little spark of something. And so Dusty Rhodes is somebody who really brought that out of me. And William Regal was constantly going to bat for me and saying that there was something special about me. I just had to find it and bring it out. And so having those people to back me up and to even see it, really saved my job. But the goal was always to get out of NXT, always to make it on the main roster. And then, you know, when they brought in Fergal, who by then was already an international superstar, having wrestled and changed the game in New Japan Pro Wrestling, then you realize that they're really taking in some big, big stars. But it was also a reminder that, you know, you gotta work your ass off to, one, get out of here, and also to stay here. You know, but it was also very comforting to have somebody that I'd known for so long over in Orlando, somebody who I trust and who has been there from day one.
You were Dusty Rhodes' last tweet where you said, "Star time, you know, she's going to be great, top five the last 5 years, max number one." What did that tweet mean to you?
It means the world. I actually have it framed at home. And there is nothing in my house that would suggest that we are wrestlers, except that framed tweet and a portrait of Dusty Rhodes that my brother painted.
Yeah, well, he was right. It was so awesome to watch you become the man in those big moments about 5-6 years ago. You're facing Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania. Thoughts on that?
So, like I said, when I came in, perfectly average. There was no reason for them to keep me other than I just had a little spark. When Rhea Ripley came in, now, that was the exact opposite. You look at her and you go, that is a specimen, that is a star, let us shoot her to the moon. And so this is really, it's really a Rocky story. And there's no better place to tell a Rocky story than in Philadelphia.
Absolutely. In the book, you go into great detail about your battles with Ronda Rousey. You never got that one-on-one match. Why do you think that is, and do you wish you had it?
I think when she came back, one, I was going to Bianca Belair, which is 100% where that match should have been.
Yeah.
She went for Charlotte Flair, and they had their match. And then I got busy doing stuff, and I think they had her pegged for a different match that I believe she didn't want to do. And by then, revisiting that match had never come up. And so I was already pitching work in Trish and trying to figure out a way I could get on WrestleMania because I wasn't pegged in for any of the title matches. And so I was pitching different things, and it ended up being that 6-woman tag. But yeah, it never came back around, and I think the magic was gone. The magic was gone after that first WrestleMania, and it had depleted over the time. And I think, of course, we could have gotten an interesting story with just one promo, but it never went back there.
I got to go. Hey, Becky, you're one of the best on the mic. It's a pleasure talking to you. Good luck with the book, and thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You have a great day.
You too.
That was awesome. Thank you, Becky Lynch. Man, you get like 7 minutes, and they go by fast. She's incredible. The book is awesome. Becky Lynch, the man, not your average girl. Out now. You know, is it bestseller Bex? Is that what she was going for? Man, Becky, I appreciate you taking the time, and good luck in everything this week. I know it's been a whirlwind for you, and appreciate you taking the time to come to Eat Sleep Podcast Repeats. My name is Dave Taylor. Again, you can check us out on the web, fm99.com, 1069fox.com. You go to the media tab. You can find Eat Sleep Podcast Repeat, ESPR. Just Google us or Bing us. Just search ESPR Wrestling. We'll come up. Also, in your podcast apps, you can find us there. Apple, SoundCloud, TuneIn, Spotify, Stitcher. Just hit the subscribe button, and we're right there. And you can check us out. So we appreciate you listening to Eat Sleep Podcast Repeat for all these years. Over 300 episodes, many interviews you can check out. And we appreciate everybody listening to this particular episode. Next week, we talk to Sean Durkin. He's the writer-director of The Iron Claw, the movie about the Von Erichs. And then we have the big preview of WrestleMania 40. That is all happening next week. It is a great time of the year to be a wrestling fan. And we appreciate you checking this out. And my name is Dave Taylor. And as always, make sure you eat, sleep, podcast, and repeat. Have a great day, everybody.